Tonight, a united nation goes forward with the determination to win this war and bring about a just and enduring peace.
Daddy, who is Sean Kennedy?
Well, Sean Kennedy was just the guy who started talking to people all over the world through an internet radio station called Rant Radio. Eventually, thousands of people all over the world would listen to him talk every Monday night about things that were happening in the world and the things that were going to happen. You see, Sean wasn't governed by anyone or anything. What he screamed into the internet was there for all to see. But that was when we still had rights and freedoms.
There are not enough of you to shoot us all. You, the few swaggering conquerors. There's no room in a decent world for you and your kind. We little people, thousands, millions of us, will join together and crowd you out of our world.
Yes, it's time for the Sean Kennedy Show. All you wogs out there in wog world, you can tune in and listen to the Sean Kennedy Show, episode number 56. I would be the host, Sean Kennedy. How many times can I say my name in 5 minutes? Span with the lead singer of Porn on Beta, my fine and shiny, happy, very sexy shows, which would be Samarian.
I'm here, too.
Yes, he is.
Welcome.
Tonight is very odd for me because I've come in and Samarian's not wearing a shirt. So he's like...
What?
I'm staring at
when
his,
did it disappear?
I'm staring at his nipples tonight. And
oh,
it's,
wonderful. They're all in envy, I'm quite sure.
Yes. Well, if you want to see Sim's nipples, you can go to the Rant Radio page and you can...
I'm all over it.
Yeah, and he's got... Actually, I'm just kidding.
Page.
He's got... I can't see his nipples. He's wearing a lovely gray corduroy sweater, which sounds fucked, but it's kind of corduroy-ish.
I guess it looks corduroy.
It does. It does. But I notice we're both wearing the same pants. We're both wearing one pair of pants between us, but we have like a black...
I'm in one leg. He's in both.
Yeah, that's right. Actually, I could probably fit the bench. You could probably sit in my pocket.
So sometimes do that when we go out.
That's right. We're like, ooh, oh my gosh, Rose is in here.
Look over there, Sean.
Ooh. You are free to distribute this show in all forms you see fit. You can rebroadcast over short radio waves. You can put it over ham radio.
Short radio waves.
Short
like
radio,
long
waves.
Radio waves.
Not like those long, fucking lanky radio waves. You can put it over short waves. You can rebroadcast this, okay? Just
fucking do it. Just put it out there.
Just
God
fucking,
damn it.
Just fucking do it. Going through the IRC tonight. Everyone who showed up in the IRC, who we got here? We got Smokehouse. What a surprise. Sanix is away. That's too bad. We got Tangbot. That's a good name. Who the fuck's Tangbot?
Tangbot replaced Shovel.
Oh, really?
For a while.
Oh, I see, because Tangbot's better.
Yeah, it's new. New things are shiny. You have to use
it. It should be PCP Tangbot. Snake, Pyro, African Love Turtle, and his mom, Mrs. African Love Turtle. Alien Binary, Alice 736, Alt Boy, and a Panther B, APOC. APOC as a Thoth, Black Case, Cerulean, Citizen Steely Dan, Communist in a Can, Copper Top, Kyle 23, Curious Jill, as opposed to Curious George or Curious Jack.
I am
Jill's Curious Colon. Cygnus, Daryl Zero, Delamorta, Delusion, Digitalia, Droopy, Error. Not to be confused with any of the He-Man figs. 4 Kilohertz, Foz, Hero Killer, Jazzman, Joe the Monk. Hey, Joe, sup, Monk?
Well, you know.
He doesn't actually say anything. He's the world's quietest rapper. K-16, Night School, Kadath, Hey, Man, Kexler, Kindling Boy, Kello.
Just in time.
Kindling Boy, Lento, Linux Chick 1.
As opposed to Linux Chick.
That's
weak. That's the new one.
This is Linux Chick 1.
Version 1.0.
Because there is only one Linux Chick. Loser, Misconduct, Mr. Echo, Napkin, Naughty Ski, Neuralize, New Wave, Nomad, Yggdrasil, Persistent Object, Proton Spin. Oh, there's some new names here tonight.
That's
Punk
nice.
Of Evil, like who's not a new name. He's been around since Christ was a cowboy. Ratfucker, Ratsputin, Rose. Hey, Rose. Sapphire. Hey, Sapphire. Serial Frame, Shade. Hey, Shade. Shade wrote a short story called The Nine, and he sent it to me.
The Nine.
Yeah,
that rings a bell of something, The Nine.
Yeah, that's...
Did you mention that a couple of times?
No, I've got a series of creatures in my stories that are called Nines.
Ah,
okay, but he wrote a story called The Nine.
Okay.
But anyway, Shade wrote that and sent it to me, and it's fucking tight. It's really, really, like,
very nice.
It's rare that I actually see some real talent, and like when it comes to writing. And
Shade's just too talented. I think.
No, he's really talented, and
he can
and
draw. He can write.
The big thing, what he's got to do is he's got to chase that.
Oh yeah,
he's got to chase that, and I'm really interested to get his feedback.
He should put the link to the story in the IRC.
Yeah, you should
get
post
it. To read it.
You should seriously, guy, because it's fucking good. Sir Dark, Southpaw Samurai. Hey, buddy, I was hanging out with him all day today. Spudley, nice. Stats, Test Subject, Above, Templar, Knight, Transistor, Trotsky's Ghost, Turmoil, Turnspike, Trell, Gone, Uncle Dak.
Whoa,
is that
the show?
Is that the real
Uncle Dak.
God Uncle Dak?
He's stuck around.
Somebody type in basically. Up Vampire This Morning, Wi-Fi Girl, Wiggle Puppy, Whopper, WS Ninja, Zootroy, Soul Trance, D-Day Speeches, Intricate, and Lieutenant Major Zombie.
Welcome.
So very, very, very cool. Glad to see that everyone who made it and showed up and stuff. We're up to 87 people in the IRC.
Like it.
If you want to join the IRC, how do you do that? Sim.
You can download an IRC client like MIRC and go to the other side servers in the Rant Radio channel, or just go to the webpage, click on community, click on chat, you're in.
And then
you're talking.
You're good to go.
You're good to go. You know what's happening.
And if while you're listening to the show, you think, wow, you guys rock so much, I just want to write you an email, you can send an email to info@rantradio.com.
Or
if you think, Sean, you rock so much, I'm going to come to your house and kill you. You can get me at theman@rantradio.com.
Yes.
And we're going to come there and steal your fucking socks.
I got Sean's fucking socks.
Well, anyone's actually smelled
eBay.
Me. eBay. Socks on eBay. There's a fucking band, eh?
Socks on eBay.
There's a band. Anyone wanted a band name? Fucking A, man. Socks on eBay. That's the shit. Speaking of a shit on eBay.
Yeah.
Fucking... Okay, did you hear about this shit?
What?
Hi, space shuttle, whoop, there it is, right? Comes down, wham! Oh, fuck! Now
runs out to the field, grabs a piece in.
Yeah, and it's on fucking eBay. They're selling off chunks of the space shuttle on eBay. And then NASA and eBay were like, ah, that's fucking sick.
that's get that off of there.
Now, is that wrong? I mean, it's kind of insensitive. I mean, it's a dick thing to do. There's no question about that.
Okay.
But, you know.
Put it on eBay!
You know.
Morally.
Morally.
I don't care. It's a piece of metal.
But it's fucking...
Right. It's nasty.
It's kind of nasty.
People sell skulls on eBay, human skulls.
Yeah.
I think. No, they can't anymore, but...
Well, you see them.
Full body medical ones they can, I think.
Yeah, they can... Yeah, they can't sell, like, fucking dead babies and shit.
They say that it still belongs to NASA, so you can't sell it. It's not yours.
Well, that's the way they got around.
Even if it crashed through your roof and killed your pet poodle in your
room. Yeah, that's...
It's still NASA's.
Yeah,
Give it back.
In Canadian criminal law. I was looking at that. If that term finders keepers doesn't work.
No?
If you found a duffel bag, if you found a duffel bag full of money and it said Brinks on the side, you are guilty you're guilty of theft by finding. That's an actual charge.
Theft by finding.
I'm not
That's
kidding.
A kind of a
there's
cool
another
sound.
There's another cool fucking
theft by finding.
Theft by finding band name. Socks on eBay and theft by finding. Fuck, we're full of goodness tonight. Are you sure that everyone's waiting for the Photoshop challenge tonight?
Oh, yes.
And the Photoshop challenge tonight has a web page associated with it.
Oh, so they have an original thing to go off of?
No. This has to do with our web page. So the Photoshop challenge is a bit of a story. Much like last week, we had make Sean fat, make Sim skinny.
Which I have all posted, which I'll put in a second after we do this.
I want to see that. But tonight's episode has to do with this wonderful link. I have to do a promo for this here. You see, can we bring the music down here so I can do this promo? Okay. You see, out there in the world, there are people who have a condition, and that condition is known as false cripple syndrome. False cripple syndrome affects one out of every 400,000 people in the United States. That one person is a lazy motherfucker. So what we have to do as one internet community is come together, band together, and help send this fucked up cripple out to a death camp. Yes, it's true that if we can all just band together in one great link, one massive hyperlink in hyper cyberspace, we can send this fucked up cripple to a death camp and make sure he gets the sunburn he deserves. If you just take the time right now, exercise the power that you have and click on the link that's in the IRC. If you just click on that link, you can see the webpage we've built for sending a cripple to death camp. Templar Knight knows. He set it all up so you can talk to him. There's nothing more than just testimonies and testimonials set up to send this poor fucked up, disillusioned cripple to a death camp. Bring the music back up. Yes, and so that's part of... you'll notice that the webpage is kind of
sparse.
We need some more graphics. So tonight's Photoshop challenge is...
I did my best, Sean.
It's a good one. I like the skeleton.
At Death Camp.
That's really good. So what we want to do is we want to unleash the logs. You can use anything you want, any photos you want. You can do whatever you like. If you want to steal photos from Smokehouse from the listeners page, go ahead. But we want photos for send a cripple to Death Camp.
Yes, we do.
And then if you want to, that way when we actually all go to Burning Man, you can have white t-shirts and print off the logo and send a cripple to Death Camp. And all I got was a stupid fucking t-shirt. We can like walk around with numbers on our arms and stuff like that and cripples to Death Camp. So this is last week's challenge.
Let me just put in the IRC for everyone.
That's right. And I think the one who got it, the guy who got it last week is, let's see. What do we got? I dig that one. Neuralize's one is really tight. That's actually a really cool picture. Like, that should be the next Porn on Beta album cover, as far as I'm concerned. That's a fucking awesome shot.
I love the shadows on my face. It was a lot of work went into that. He put some time into that,
you know. It's like, there's nothing worse than that guy on FARC. You know, you ever see that guy who, like, the minute the picture goes up, he takes, like, 256 colors and scribbles all over it?
Yeah.
And he goes, fuck you.
He gets 14 votes and goes to the next one.
Yeah, it's... wow.
Oh, I'll go back to the page, sorry.
Yeah, so...
So lots of people put it, 1, 2, 3, 4, you know, like...
Oh, what's that there? Hang on, I haven't seen that Sean one with the... that one up at the corner.
That one?
I haven't seen that one.
You got pile over your face and... you're, like, chowing down at Burning Man there.
That's pretty good, actually.
Done by Nick Sealert or something. It's called Sean Pie. Nick Sealert.
Looks like I got shot in the mouth with a fucking flamethrower is what it looks like.
A little bit, yeah.
Oh,
Good pie.
Green fucking pie. Moon pie.
And you did get another one here.
Yeah, so behold the power of meat, which I think that's actually a pro meat poster, which I like.
It does look like
it does.
Slices of roast beef going on there.
Behold the power of meat.
Sean is towering over it.
That's right.
I was a little bit more popular in the... I guess it
would
be easier
for me to... Well, yeah, because you're fun to hack on him. There's so many more Death Camp photos.
It's easier for me to fit into the Holocaust pictures.
That's right.
Which is wonderful.
Yeah, that was fun. I haven't seen this one here. What's this one?
It's a bunch of me all over the place.
It's a bunch of you.
It's Sim Camp.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to like
that's
that.
That's pretty funny stuff.
Camp Sim. Very cool. So
when you get yours done, either private message me or email to me. Please try to refrain from... getting my attention in the IRC because I won't see it and
that's
it won't
right,
get posted.
We don't like the IRC.
Posted in the IRC for other people, but I won't see it.
That's right.
Private message or email info@ryanradio.com.
So in all seriousness, what we're trying to do here is because Smokehouse is dying and he doesn't have much time left. So we're trying to get him to Burning Man before he fucking croaks.
Yeah, it's not much time. I mean, it says... Smokey has bladder problems along with anal seepage, and he really needs those diapers.
Well, yeah, because dehydration is a big problem.
It is.
You know, if you want to help, do it on PayPal or whatever.
Yeah.
And we don't get a dime of it. So, it'll be fun. Adult divers from Magic Medical Care.
You know, I got lots of links there.
Did you know that the Mueller fucking Sky Car is on eBay?
Isn't that the one where you're not allowed to fly it?
No.
That's not it. That's that jetpack.
That's
thing,
that
right?
Exoskeet fucking twin turbine motherfucker.
Yeah, like the guy who wins that's not going to fly it.
Yeah, like...
Oh, I promise. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, it probably doesn't fucking fly.
Yeah.
And then when he tries to fly it, he's got no recourse. Oh, we told you can try to fly it. No, it won't fly. It's not my problem, motherfucker. That's totally weak. But, yeah, the Mueller Sky Car, the...
Wow. Working model.
They say it works.
No?
The bid's at like $2 million right now, so I'm like, well, whatever, guy.
$2 million.
Yeah, I haven't got $2 million, but if anyone out there is listening and this happens to be some horribly rich fuck, yeah, if you want to buy me a Mueller Sky Car, I'll do like sick shit with it. I'll take it to Burning Man and like, I don't know, I'll probably fucking shoot at stuff. That'd be rad. Buzz Burning Man. Then I'd like get loudspeakers and play the intro to Fear of a Black Planet. Boom, 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 boom. That'd be awesome.
Oh, yeah.
So we got some... Oh, why?
I want to see that link. Somebody can find the eBay Smaller Sky Car link or something.
It was on MyPC.com today.
Oh, okay.
They had a story on it, but anyway. Yes, so, feedback.
Yes.
We got some people. An interesting link here. Put Sean on TV from Mind Pirate.
Wow.
Here's a link for it. Check this out.
On TV.
Yeah, good day, Sean and Sim. I know you're aware of this show. It's called the Jimmy Kimmel Live. Jimmy Kimmel being the man show, or as I call it, good watching. Anyway, it's live on ABC around 1:05 Eastern Time. They're looking for guests and weekly co-hosts, and they have rather trouble booking guests because, well, he isn't famous and it's live. They had a liquor license loss for the show when George Clooney threw up backstage. Sean, it's live, it's poorly censored, and it's late night. I propose that all MIRC WOGs email this address and suggest to get him on the show as official WOG ambassador to the live late night poorly censored TV. Hell, let's get Porn on Beta on the show as band performance. Come on, woo-hoo, guys, this can pan out right often and right well. That's actually a really good idea.
Yeah.
I thought that'd be really
good.
So, if you, the listener, somebody wants to chain that and fucking, you know,
find out the email address to them or the page or whatever.
There's the link. Do we put the link in
the
IRC?
There.
So, chase that, anyone who wants to. From Ravenloft. Now, his email started off OCH.
Ugh.
Now, I don't know if that was part of something, or if it was O, or you rock, or
they
rock,
or
walk,
or
something that says, no shit, it starts off, ook. You guys make my workday so much more bearable. I sit in front of a computer all day designing ads for a pharmaceutical industry. Dull, dull, dull. And thanks for downloading your shows. I can just about bear through. Don't ever stop doing the show. Ravenloft, formerly Jazzman, located.
Next ad you do, put like a little tiny, tiny, tiny wog in the corner of the graphic or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah, do that. As a matter of fact, if anyone out there could actually do stuff in the, like put radio stickers in the background.
Very subversive.
Or, yeah,
yes.
some subversive shit, that'd be tight. Because in, there's a video game, I can't remember who it was, but there was a guy told me that there's a video game when you walk around inside of a city, there's SKTFM graffiti on the walls in this video game, and I'm trying to remember which one. It was an EA game.
Yeah.
And
I remember you told me. It was in a show. We did say it in a show once, I think.
I'm sure somebody out there is like, remember. I know what it is, because I'm anal. Got another email here from Mike. Hey, Sean, first thing you need to be remind WOGs about Terra 22, that everybody listening to the show, and I mean everyone, no matter what country they live in, Winnipeg, myself, and just a few other commerce, is important to speak while we still can. Second is the list, as my computer needs baptizing. This way, after 4 months, it does some weird shit. After the last show, I felt like playing Counter-Strike, so I loaded up, and it was hooking me up to a server, and a song starts playing like I'm like, kick ass, because it's Ministry's Spermatic Soul, and the first few lines of the song are, well, I just shot a man to death, I've got a bullet in my head, he fired back, I can't stop, final shot, final breath. Thinking it was great, I messaged the guy running the server, because let's face it, the song is great, and replied, there's no song playing in the background. At this point, I started feeling stupid like a moron. I asked, really? And the answer was, yes. Then I remember I ripped the CD, I mean more music to work out, because you can't kill aliens, vamps, or some of the big band if you can't carry on your M15A4, M2A1, or 50 cal sniper rifle. 2,000 plus rounds, flashbang, shovel, the rest of your kit, or running on without dying from a heart attack. That's why we have those meal in a patch. But anyway, after looking in the drive and not finding the CD, I realized the song was playing off the second hard drive. So after a 4 month of things like this, I've come to the conclusion my computer has a soul or ghost or something that needs a name, so if you would be so kind.
I see what that was all leading up to.
Yes.
It didn't make much sense.
P.S. The Sean Kennedy Show is the perfect thing to listen to when playing Halo or killing alien menace that threatens to wipe out the human race.
Great.
Then we got another email here from Aaron, I think it is. No. I don't have a name for this one.
No name, unknown,
no name.
Anonymous.
Probably because they gave their real name and I didn't want to say it.
Okay.
Sumerian, by the way, I love your show.
Thanks.
Even though I'm 14 and one of my older 20-year-old friends says I can't understand most of the political humor, I still love the electronic you play and love the humor that you guys produce. We produce humor.
We produce humor out of our mouths.
Humor producer. There's another band name. Humor producer.
That's what we're going to put our labels as. Humor producer.
Humor
Sean
producer.
Kennedy.
I wonder what my title should be. Fuck up.
Human fuck up.
Human fuck up. Uh-oh, what did I just do? Control Z. There we go. I also have a request that you talk about on the show. I would like it if you could talk about how stupid President Bush is sending 100,000 U.S. troops. Why send 100,000 U.S. troops when you can fucking bomb them with smart bombs to kill the whole goddamn country? This is a 14-year-old. I mean, it's a common fact. There's about 700 bodyguards with one drug lord, and all they have to do is send like 5 SWAT guys to fucking spray their asses. It's the same thing with Iraq. We've got a stupid dumbass named Saddam Hussein who thinks he's all that. He can think he can shit on us, but we also know for a fact that when we fuck with him. He can't fuck with us because he's already dead. So I don't think we should send germs at all because I don't want to scare Saddam Hussein. Instead, I think we should cut off his balls, scrape his skin, stab each of his arms 20 times, shoot him in his toes 100 times each, and then for the last part, open his head up and stretch his brain until he detaches and he dies. That is all.
That just baffled me. That
was
email.
The greatest fucking email ever.
It just didn't make sense.
Yeah, that's so good. I think it makes perfect sense. Expressed in dollars and cents, pounds, shillings, and pence. From Aaron. Make Sean a saint. Yes, it's true. Where the Italian Roman Catholics have launched...
Is it that time to make Sean a saint?
Italian Roman Catholics have launched a search for the patron saint of the internet. My vote is for Sean Kennedy. There's the link in the... So you can go to CNN and research it. If any of you hardcore...
That means you have to die, isn't it?
No, we can just claim I'm dead.
Oh, okay.
The RC Church has got to back that up. We can claim that I'm like healing people and shit, and I'm already dead.
Oh, Sean's grabbing his chest. Oh, that's it for him.
How rad would it be to have the Vatican actually make a Sean Kennedy medal? And then people could buy it before they
wear it around their neck.
Yeah, people have this patron saint. That's like, that'd be fucked up. Like, that's like better than being knighted, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you're a saint. Like, people would like make little fucking
you and
little worship
kiss you
things
before
and
they,
stuff.
Like, step in
and
the church.
I'd do that before they fuck and stuff. It'd be like all, you know, big pictures of me and shit. That's just bizarre.
Hanging over their beds.
Cool aid for everyone.
Yay.
In the general news, moving into general news, every time's news that everybody needs to listen to, watch TV, you little fuck. Yes, Teacher Magazine runs a story, which is as follows. To Miss Innerfeld, this morning I observed that during the morning news program, you and your students were engaged in activities other than watching television. So began the official letter of reprimand placed in my personal folder at the principal of the elementary school in Maryland where I was teaching third grade at the time. Odd as the accusation was, it made it even odder by the fact that my students were reading when the principal caught them not watching television.
Uh-oh.
She had walked in and they were sitting silently as a group of third graders can, every one of them absorbed in a book. But they were supposed to be doing was watching our school morning news show and exercise in terminal boredom, during which students from the upper grades mumble incoherently into a microphone reading a weather forecast, lunch menu, and daily announcements in a fast monotone. Every day, this list would be supplemented by an educational lesson, which often consists of a vocabulary word and its definition, and I imagine the expectation was after hearing the word spoken once, all the children would retain it in their memories forever.
Yay.
But it's interesting that this person got in shit for their children not watching TV in their class.
Well, they have to watch the TV.
They have to watch the TV. Watch the teleprompters. Watch the teleprompters.
Obey.
In the children are people on the internet are generally heartless Fox News, a child dies while people watched him on his webcam. Those are the last words of Brendan Vegas, 21, typed in his computer in Phoenix before Phoenix bedroom as he showed off for internet pals watching him on webcam by swallowing more and more prescription drugs. Vegas died online as a crowd of virtual onlookers egged him to eat more. A chilling record of the January 12th chat reads like an internet version of the notorious 1964 Kew Gardens queen statting of Kitty Genovese as her neighbors watched from their windows. In Vita's case, some did try to help, begging him to stop to call 911 or get his mother in the next room. After he passed out, some tried frantically to figure out his location, while others argued against getting involved. You can actually see the IRC chat log here. Mm-hmm. Now, this is an interesting one. I want to comment on this. If anyone thinks it's really funny to try to talk someone into committing suicide, like, I've kind of got mixed views here. First of all, if you're dumb enough to commit suicide, you know, it's kind of comical, you know, if you kill yourself. You know, as I've said before, killing yourself is the dumbest shit you can possibly do. Mm-hmm. That's, like, just fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Now, if this kid's got... Where did he get the prescription drugs from, for starters?
Well, I'll elaborate a bit more on this.
Sure.
It's sort of a group that he was part of that all talk together about prescription drugs, how to fake illnesses, and get them from your doctor.
Oh.
And they all, like...
So it was like
take this drug, and then this is what happens to you, and this is how many you can take.
It's about a getting high thing.
Getting high kind of group, yeah.
Okay, so he's a junkie.
Yeah.
He's a junkie.
Prescription drug.
He's a prescription junkie, and he waxed himself.
Yep, on webcam. Hey, look at me.
Well, like moving right along.
You did
we
a
got
lot of drugs.
In blowing off your foot news, the shoe bomber was put in prison for life. Here's the link for it. A man who admitted to trying blowing up a U.S. jetliner with explosives in his shoes was wrestled out of a courtroom by federal marshals Thursday after a federal judge sentenced him to life in prison. Wagawar sent me this. He says, listen to the language by the judge. Kind of scary in a Hitler Youth kind of way. This is what the judge actually said to the guy, because Buddy... so I was playing with the optical mouse.
I just got it. It's like got a cool little red glow.
Das blinking lights. The guy went off. He's like, you support terrorism in our in my homeland by supporting the actions of, well, I'm a political prisoner and blah, 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 blah. He's going off saying all this stuff and all this shit. And the judge comes back and, like, gets all Christopher Lee on him and gets all like, we do not sign documents with terrorists. We hunt them down by my mom and bring them to justice. You're big, but you're not that big. You are no warrior. I know warriors. You are a terrorist. You hate our freedom. Our individual freedom as we live to choose. To come and go as we choose. And believe or not believe as we individually choose. See that flag, Mr. Reed? That's the flag of the United States of America. That flag will fly there long after this is forgotten. And it still stands for freedom. This is what this guy said in the courtroom. Now, I don't think...
What state was this in?
this guy was in Texas. He was an old Texas judge or some shit
that
like that.
About right.
Now, the thing is that, okay, now, that's all valid stuff and hoorah, hooray for America,
wave
but...
the flag.
Wave that flag. I don't think there's... You should really be waving a flag in court. Okay, if it's about justice, okay,
It's not about patriotism.
It's not about patriotism.
Justice.
It's about fucking making sure this guy gets what's going on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Protecting
and
people from...
Like, if he just sat there and just said, you know, well, our flag stands for freedom and fuck you and blah, blah, blah. I don't know, man. I just don't think that you should be using courtrooms to try to whip up national socialist ideas. You know what I mean? I just kind of... Yeah, that's a
and
little
just
bit...
just before he had said his sentencing, he passed out a little flag for everyone in the courtroom.
And everyone
so
had
they could wave at the appropriate teleprompted time.
That's right, you know, flags, you know.
Flags.
That's a little bit... now, the guy kind of had it coming to him because he's kind of a fuck. He was going to blow up a plane.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, if it had been me, I'd just been like, yeah, whatever, you're a fuck up. Bailiff, shoot this asshole. You know, that would have been it. And, you know, and they would have like, da-da-da-da-da-da, you know. I don't know. In kill pedophiles news... authorities in U.S. and U.K. say they're closing a net on online pedophiles, but the crackdown stops at China's borders, where it's legal, where a legal bind is making child porn permissible in China.
Those Chinese people.
Yeah, you know, they just do new shit every day.
They censor the internet, but not their own people.
Yeah, you know, you fuck, guys.
As fucked up as England.
Yeah, yeah. Well, actually, they're more fucked up.
You can do whatever you want, but we're going to watch you.
Yeah, it's like, wow, the voyeuristic lion of England. How fucked is that? And I don't know. In the too much, what the hell is this?
I don't know. You're the one who put it there.
Yeah, I don't know what I did here. Okay, anyway, in the too much fun news, German youths have taken up the dangerous new pastime of firing potatoes at fast as rockets from bazookas made from drainage pipes.
Woohoo!
Woo! One man almost lost an eye. I can't believe.
Almost lost an eye.
I can't believe they actually printed that. One man almost lost an eye. A woman had her leg broken. That's fucking rad. Snap!
By a potato.
And one teenager was badly burnt when hairspray used as propellant exploded in his face as he prepared to fire. Backfire! I mean, I'm just sorry. That's just fucking tight. I'm sorry.
Oh yeah.
That's just so cool. So, yeah. I know what this is. We got another one here. It's about how everyone listening to us right now is a criminal.
Oh,
this
we already
about,
knew that.
This is about WIM laws. Check this out. Be warned, you're what prosecutors like to think of as an unindicted federal felon. I'm not joking. It's an obscure law called the No Electronic Theft Net Act, former U.S. President Bill Clinton signed in 1997, that makes peer-to-peer pirates liable for $250,000 in fines. And subject to prison terms are up to 3 years.
Nice. Yeah.
Okay.
Time to go
to
jail.
Can you see the RIAA using this? Oh, look at that. You got Kazaa. You owe us $250,000 or 3 years in fucking jail.
Oh, you don't have $250,000.
Oh, then you do jail.
Jail for
thanks.
You.
Yeah. That's something that kind of scares me.
Very.
When it
all those little laws all over the place that people can't keep track of.
What did I call them? Oh, yeah. WIM laws.
WIM laws.
So
yeah.
That they just put these laws into place and then they, you know, ignorance of laws. No excuse. Well, motherfucker. That doesn't even make sense, man. I install a piece of peer-to-peer software and all of a sudden I'm going to jail? That's fucked. I'm not, you know, how am I a danger to society? Suck my ass. You know, I'd like to have that to be a jury conviction, please.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. I'd like to be convicted by a jury, please. A jury of humans, not a bunch of fucking jury.
This man was trading Eminem.
This man here traded classical music online. He was giving it to children who wanted to listen to music. They were nine. You know, fuck me, guy. You know, is
that's ridiculous.
Does anybody... Like, it's so
fucked. Who's buying this, right? Like, who
like how high do you have... Yeah, like, what the fuck?
Somebody
that's
somewhere
so
is going,
crazy.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, they should.
It doesn't make sense. And then the only reason
somebody
why...
must be.
The only reason why that they can keep this kind of thing going on is because people are silent about it. No one talks about it. So it's important
exactly.
that we, as the WOG Nation, need to get together and discuss this shit. Because it's bunk, man. It's complete bunk. What do you got in the feedback? You got anything to...
Yeah, I do.
Ooh, who's that?
That is Claire Forlani.
Oh, I know her.
Claire Forlani.
She's a hot bitch.
Oh, yeah. She was in Meet Joe Black.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. She's a chick from Meet Joe Black. She's a tight desktop, though, eh?
And she's in Jackie Chan's new movie coming out.
So. Oh, no. Really?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Jackie Chan's new movies have been sucking some bad bag lately.
The last one was very bad.
The last one was bad.
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Jennifer Love Hewitt, no. Stick a knife
Ooh,
in your head.
Bad. She was
it
mad.
Was so bad. She was mad when she watched it because she didn't know that they'd be focusing in on her tits and shit like that. She actually like was going
to oh,
launch
she
a
she wanted to more focus on her acting talent?
Well, it was
fucking horrible. It's embarrassing. It was awful.
Well, she was upset anyway. I don't know. So what do you got in feedback? You got anything for me or what?
I got a new contest sponsored by a show on Rant Radio. It's the new show WTF, What the Fuck Show.
Oh, okay.
And it is pretty sweet.
Who's
contest. What?
No, I'm just wondering who runs the What the Fuck Show? I don't know about this stuff. Nobody tells me.
You didn't get the memo?
I didn't get the memo.
Okay. Let's see. Kaisersol. And the What the Fuck Show is on Thursdays at 7 p.m.
Really?
Yes. So,
cool.
Yeah, tune in and listen to that when it's on. And
so, anyway, what's the contest? What's the
contest? I'll post the link to it right now.
Okay.
And the contest runs for a month because it's pretty big contest. The mission, the largest, most public, most attention-getting display of vigilantism legally possible. Entries are judged on creativity and potential listener awareness.
This is all for Rant Radio, of course.
This is for Rant Radio.
Nice.
Pretty cool.
Nice.
Winners. One winner will be selected and given his or her choice of one of three prizes.
Choice.
First prize, one of the prizes is DEF CON 11 tickets.
Wow.
Worth $75. Very,
wow.
Very nice.
Very, very nice.
Yes. Two is gift certificates to Think Geek. And they've got lots of cool stuff on there.
Yeah, they do. I mean, there's everything on Think Geek.
Everything you want for geeks.
Ass. They got caffeine
and everything.
They have caffeine soap on fucking Think Geek.
No.
Yes.
Wow.
I swear to God, there's caffeine. You rub it on your skin, it absorbs your skin, you get fucking high.
Oh, my God.
It's caffeinated soap. Yeah, it's
they
fucking...
They caffeinate everything.
Welcome to crack.
They caffeinated water, didn't they, too?
Yeah, they got Joe Water.
Oh, my
God. Yeah, Water Joe. Yeah, it's fucked right up.
Your third choice, gift certificate to AngryShirt.com.
Which is also very cool.
Very sweet.
Very, very sweet. Nice.
Yeah, so you get to pick, because if you're going, if you're near DEF CON 11, you can go there, right?
What are the rules?
Entry must promote Rant Radio and either SKTFM or What the Fuck Show. Picture of entry must be included. Location of vigilantism to confirm validity. Entry must be received no later than Tuesday, 25th of October. One entry per contestant. No purchase necessary. Void wherever the fuck you feel like it. Rant Radio, What the Fuck, and SPFD2600.org are not responsible for any dumbass who breaks the law or gets killed trying to do something we told them not to do.
Okay, that was the 25th of February, not the 25th of October.
I didn't say. Did I say October?
Yes, you fucking did. I'm like.
I didn't say any date. Did I? Did I?
Yeah,
I said October.
You said October.
February
I'm
there?
Like, Jesus Christ, guys.
That's too long. 25th of February.
Holy
it ends.
Fuck!
25th of February it ends, and I posted a link in the IRC.
Very cool. Very, very
so
cool.
That's fun.
Okay, so for our halftime music, oh, are you done?
Yeah, I'm all done.
You're done. Okay, cool. For our halftime music tonight, we have Ich Bin Dein Ausländer, which is kind of a Pop Elite Itself song.
It's nice.
Which is talks about how. It's a song, actually, it's an anti-fascist song, And if you listen to the lyrics, it really makes quite a point. And the second song is
The one that was mentioned earlier.
Ministry, Spermicidal Soul, which is Spermicidal Foam.
Supermanic Soul.
Whatever, fuck.
You can't understand what they're saying anyway.
I don't know. So when you're listening to this, think about shooting off Saddam Hussein's toes 100 times a week. So, and be sure to come back because we've got lots more to talk to you about. I am God.
I got a problem on my head. fire, a sense of turning, a theme to laugh. When I dance around you, it feels like two left feet falling. I can't keep a straight face when I lie to you anymore. Look me in the eyes now.
I guess that means I have to stop eating pretzels.
And start talking.
That's right. That was Ich Bin Dein Ausländer by Papa Lee itself from the Dusty Amigos album. And then there was the Ministry song from some fucking Ministry album. And then there was the Porn on Beta new song, which is not on a fucking album.
And you can't get it anywhere yet.
And you can't get it fuck all except for here on Rant Radio. So, moving right along into the news, we have Illuminati news. Everything is under control. This is some interesting stuff. Remember that thing I was talking about with the Net Act? I got a little bit more on it here. I want to talk about that. We're all felons from Smokey the Wonder Cripple. This is an actual link from Ars Technica Archive News. According to the No Electronic Theft Act, signed into law in 1970, you are unindicted felon if you've ever downloaded MP3s, shared movies, pirated software. That's right. According to the act, you can face up to $250,000, 3 years in jail.
Right.
If you've used a point of peer-to-peer network, or even if you no longer do so.
Because you're fucking evil.
Because if you used it once and you stopped and you uninstalled it, you're still a felon.
Still going to jail.
You're still going to fucking jail.
Curiously, but I performed.
Curiously enough, the Justice Department has not prosecuted anyone under the law yet.
Curiously.
Yeah, it's because the Electronic Frontier Foundation would fucking have your ass in their teeth.
Oh, yeah.
This will change soon in July as a bipartisan group of congressmen asked the Justice Department to begin some net act prosecutions ASAP.
Really?
The people who want to be prosecuted this is Senator Joseph Dedell, Representative James Sensenbrenner, Wisconsin or whatever, Senator Dianne Feinstein of California! Yes, good old Feinstein, trying to fuck everyone over now. Anyone who doesn't know anything about Senator Dianne Feinstein, wow. I didn't even know she was a senator.
Wow.
Jello Biafra went off about this fucking cunt on his last couple albums there. Dianne Feinstein.
Her.
Oh, Dianne Feinstein is the Dragon Lady bitch of the universe.
Yeah.
Okay, and she wants to fucking put you in jail for listening to music. Yeah.
Yeah.
As well as on it, you can check out the whole list of names as well as read their letters to the Justice Department on the website, and they got it in PDF. It took the Justice Department just a few weeks to respond. So you better get used to this No Electronic Theft Act if you're in the United States. Thank God I'm in Canada.
Whew.
Yeah, let's hear it for the hockey pucks.
They just need to make it punishable by death, and then they can't export us to the States.
And then all we got to do is have those executions public in a football arena.
Exactly.
That'd be great. And then the dreams of Jell-O will have come true. Ready for the core political wage slave state? It's coming! Here's a story about Walmart. Walmart's influence on the U.S. economy has reached levels not seen by any single company since the 19th century rise of Standard Oil. Economists and historians say, even if you don't shop at Walmart, the retail powerhouse increasingly is dictating your product choices and what you pay, as its relentless price cutting helps keep inflation low. Walmart is a top seller of groceries, jewelry, and photo processing. It has created more of its own brands, some such as Old Roy dog food, and Equate vitamins quickly became USA top sellers. It's moved into banking, used car sales, travel, and internet access. It averages 100 million customers per week. That's 88.5 million more people than U.S. airlines fly in a week.
Whoa.
So,
Big company.
Yeah, it's fucking huge. Here's some quick facts about Walmart. Walmart is the world's biggest company. Period.
End of sentence.
End of fucking statement, okay? With 1.3 million workers. Workers. I like how they phrase that. 1.3 million slaves is the world's largest private employer. Its computer network, a critical part of its success, rivals the Pentagon. Walmart's hourly pay is $7 to $8 an hour. Mm. The retailer is expected to report nearly $250 billion in annual revenue for the fiscal year ending on Friday, a 15% gain from the previous year.
Go Walmart!
Go Walmart! All fucking $7 to $8 an hour.
Yeah, building their backs on the...
That's pretty crazy, because, like, if they have 1.3 million workers...
Yep.
Assuming half of those workers are working any one moment in time?
Yes.
Okay, so that's like...
They're not open.
They're, like, paying out...
Hours.
They're paying out, like...
A lot.
Like, a lot of money. They're paying out, like, billions of dollars in employee salaries. That's, like, a crazy amount of cash.
Yeah.
What if they just didn't pay everyone?
$4 million an hour.
If I was them, I'd just fuck off with the money. I wouldn't pay everyone. Walmart is responding to criticism over its growing influence, says it creates thousands of jobs a year and pays competitive wages and benefits. Competitive wages and benefits. And pays competitive wages and benefits. Competitive with what, you bunch of fucking slave-driving assholes? There is no competition, you fucking mom-and-pop destroying cocksuckers. Its push for productivity is meant to keep prices low, benefiting its customers, says spokesman Tom Williams. We're doing good, but we could do better.
Better than the best in the world.
Better than good.
Because we're only doing good.
Because we want to dominate. I'm afraid that Walmart will be quite operational by the time your friends arrive. Give me a fucking
too big
break.
For its own good.
Yes, yeah. I'm sure they don't have any political drive. I'm sure that they don't have any political influence whatsoever.
Oh, no.
None.
Oh, not at all.
Not at all.
Biggest employer in the world.
Now, the thing is with all the stuff that's going on now, if you go to jail, you're a criminal. This is how our society views it. If you are in jail, you're a fucking criminal.
Yep, okay.
If you get out of jail, now you're an ex-con.
Right.
Because you were convicted. Now you're an ex-convict.
Yes.
That's like life-following shit, but check this out.
Oh, yeah, it's over, right?
Check this shit out. The police are getting false confessions, and this guy named David sent this in. It's on the CBC. Sean, I've been listening to your Jim's show for about a couple of months now, and I'm extremely impressed with the quality of your content presentation. Are you fucking kidding?
Thank you.
Anyway, I've got a link for you, even though probably 100 people sent you this already. That said, broadcasting gives you better results on the with the internet search engine. Got this off of CBC.ca. Widely used police interrogation technique can result in a false confession. This is a disclosure. Interrogation tactics used by some Canadian police are being criticized after a report by CBC Television Investigation Program. Disclosure, which is the name of the program, showed the Regina Police RCMP led three suspects to falsely confess to a grisly murder.
Mm.
Now, the reason why... So what, Sean? That's Canadian. Yeah, that's because our media will report on our police that fuck it up versus exactly. The American media, which will not report. Because what do you suppose that Canadians didn't make up this interrogation procedure?
Oh, yeah, they're just following it.
What do you want to suppose they got that procedure from somewhere else?
Okay. I've seen TV shows on this. They're like, just confess and we'll let you go.
So what does it mean? What does it mean? It means run from cops. That's what it means.
Cops. run from cops.
Run from the fucking cops. And information awareness. Remember those guys, the great eye in the pyramid, the big nasties in the universe? The information awareness is losing funding. It's not all mellow doom and destruction this today. It seems that they're actually Washington, according to Reuters, saying they feared government snooping against ordinary Americans. U.S. senators voted on Thursday to block funding from a Pentagon computer project that would scour databases for terrorist threats. By a voice vote, the senator voted to ban funding for the Total Information Awareness Program under former National Security Guard John Poindexter. Until the Pentagon explains the program and assesses its impact on civil liberties.
Explain the program.
Until the Pentagon
explains what you want the money for.
And assesses the impact on civil liberties. Well, we want to like actually watch everything to do with your life, and you have no say in it. What's the impact on civil liberties? I'm sorry, I don't understand. What are civil liberties? Right!
Right, you get nothing.
You get fuck, sweet fuck all.
Yay.
Have a nice day.
Score one for us.
Why don't you eat a dick? Thanks. The measure introduced by Senator Ron Wyden, an Oregon Democrat, go Oregon Democrats, also said that the computer dragnet being developed could not be deployed without congressional approval. Good fucking point. Glad somebody's got a brain. Although it allowed exceptions for national security. Oh, of course it would allow exceptions for national security.
Of course.
Yes, we have to take your chocolate bar. Why? It's for national security. Oh, okay then. Yep. It was tacked onto a spending package in the Senate, but is not yet law.
Tacked on.
Yeah, tacked
little,
on.
Little things.
Oh, yeah, by the way, you know this thing where you say that speeding's bad? Yeah, we're going to put this law in here that says we can kill your children if we feel like it. Is that okay? We'll just tack that on there.
I mean, it's just at the end. Don't even read it.
You know, I'm eating these little pretzel sticks right now.
They're addictive?
They're salty. They're
water,
salty goodness.
Water and pretzels? You're good for the night.
Water and pretzels. Not really. I think it's kind of sad that you only have spicy salsa. I mean, I don't do the spicy.
I like spicy salsa.
Spicy's bad. Spicy's fucking weak. I don't
you
do
just can't handle it.
No. Yeah, you're right. I can't.
And I can.
My asshole
and
shits fire. How is it possible that you can fucking...
Get your garbage out of my garbage.
How is it possible that you can eat spicy food and yet you don't eat meat?
Totally different subjects.
No,
I don't
not.
Know what you're talking about.
That's fucked up. I'm going to say
meat's not spicy.
Well,
I don't
spicy.
Understand you.
Lots of spicy meat.
There's no spice animals, except in that
try,
movie.
Why don't you try beef jerky? Like
spice.
Spicy. The spice. Dude, the spice. I'd fucking kill to get my hands on some of that shit. That'd be tight.
Damn. Great, yeah.
Corporate
Gives
sponsorship.
Blue glowy eyes.
Okay, I'm back to the news now. Corporate High.
Yeah.
Welcome to Corporate High. Corporate sponsorship for schools. Now, we were talking about this before. It's an article from Wired. The names, just going to make fucking Sim just rabid. Oh. The names of major U.S. corporations are routinely splashed across the front of professional sports stadiums, from the Arco Arena to the Enron Field, which is going to be the Elrond Field, to 3Com Park. Soon, a California school district could enjoy a similar fate. Official in California's Belmont Redwood Shores District are weighing a proposal to offer corporate and philanthropic sponsorships in the district's 6 elementary and middle schools to lessen the blow of statewide budget cuts. The proposal could bring as much as $1 million to the district, which stands to lose $4 million, or 20% of its $20 million annual budget under Governor Gray Davis' proposed spending plan. That's a very large hit to take, said Ann Campbell, superintendent of Belmont Redwood Shore School District.
But we're willing to sell our soul for it.
But let me get this straight. Walmart could step in, and now you go to Walmart Elementary, where you buy your Walmart school supplies and pack your Walmart lunches from your Walmart grocery stores.
And watch Walmart commercials.
And watch Walmart commercials. And you have to watch the Walmart commercials, otherwise you get in fucking trouble. And
if you're reading front, Clockwork Orange style.
Oh, that's right. You betcha, man. Welcome to 1984. We'll get the eye drops going on. Not to Beethoven. Jesus Christ. Speaking of Ich bin dein Ausländer. On CNN,
wow,
they have a thing here.
Tie-in.
What's that?
What a good tie-in.
Wasn't it, though? Immigration officials pushed back the deadline on compiling information on foreign college students after schools complained that an internet database created collected the data would have been working slowly, if at all. Oh, that's right. Your massive database on tracking students who are immigrants? Yeah, it's not working. Immigration on Naturalization Service gave the nation's colleges and universities until February 15th to begin feeding personal and academic information about their foreign students into the database.
Mm.
The deadline, originally set for Thursday, was delayed to give schools time to make sure their computers can communicate with the INS equipment, which it makes it handy, because if your computer can communicate with the INS equipment, they can submit. But if it's not communicating, that means it's all fucked, and no one's doing shit. Thanks for coming out. Yeah. And how about in Necroscope news? Yes, enemies in the mind's eye. Now, I've heard about this before.
I've never heard of Necroscope.
Necroscope is a book by Brian Lumley. It talks about remote viewing and shit like that.
Oh, okay, yep.
And I've got a book called Psi Spies, which is some scary shit. I really want to know if there's any WOGs out there who are psychic, because we got to get a WOG fucking psychic special forces thing on the go here.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, here's a link for it. His name would eventually be revealed as Joseph McMonagall, but for purposes of the Army's Psychic Intelligence Unit, he was simply remote viewer number one. One fall day in 1979, he reclined in an easy chair in opposite Fort Meade. The lights were dim. Sitting nearby was an interviewer. He gave him a series of geographical coordinates that were supposed to be in his mind's destination. After about 20 minutes, McMonagall brought himself out of a deep meditation and, as he described it, opened my mind. Open your mind, Quick. Gradually, images began to appear. A low, windowless building, a smokestack. He smelled a strange stink, a mixture of sulfur and natural gas. He farted.
Yeah.
There was also a smelting or melting activity. After an image came to mind, he drew it roughly on a piece of paper. Another viewer, 29, could see heavy metal equipment, including tubes conducting heat exchange. For him, the sight emanated a sense of power. Far-fetched as it sounds, remote viewers at Fort Meade were engaged in deadly serious work, an old marriage of American intelligence gathering and paranormal experimentation. Unbeknownst to themselves, viewers number 1 and 29 seemed to be describing Loch Nor, a Chinese nuclear complex.
Wow.
Now, the funny thing is that... No. What are you talking about here?
Those descriptions they gave were so vague.
Okay, you don't get...
I mean, they're dealing with the military. Any of that kind of stuff could perfectly describe a lot of things in the military that they're going after.
Okay, no, what I'll do is...
Large stacks.
No, I'll give you... I've got a little bit of extra background on this because I've read Sci Spies.
Okay.
And some of the shit they do is, like, pretty specific. Like, it's not like... I get a feeling of danger. No, fuck off, okay?
I see a name. Bob. Bill. George. Am I getting close?
Yeah. So, very, very interesting. And the people who you want to watch, choose the people who are doing massive research in this. Whether or not you believe it or not, you know who's doing huge research in this?
Who?
China.
Wow.
China's doing...
I didn't even know they had an Army Psychic Intelligence Unit.
That's right. You don't know.
And at least 29 people.
Yeah, there's way more than 29. This is all...
You
like,
are number six.
The paranormal shit is always going on, man. Like, that's a very... Like, there's a lot of people who take it very seriously other than just myself and the WOGs. You are the only one who doesn't take it seriously. You're all alone out there. Except for the Cyclops. So in monster news, the Cyclops-like remains were found on Crete. Just for Sean. In Iraklo, I swear to God that's the name of this place, Iraklo, Greece.
Iraklo.
Researchers on the southern Greek island of Crete have unearthed some fossilized tusks, teeth, and bones of a fucking big Latin word. A fearsome elephant-like creature that may have given rise to ancient legends of a one-eyed Cyclops monster. The 7-million-year-old remains suggested the mammal moved around around larger areas of Europe than previously believed, possibly swimming long distances in search of food. It was more widespread than we thought, said some other dude, a geologist who headed the excavations at the University of Crete's Natural
People
History Museum.
The worst names.
Like Charles Lampos Crossalalalos, those fucking two hammer pineapple. The 4.5-foot, 1.4-meter tusk was found in September along with several stubborn fossilized teeth and size of softballs, and several bones on farmland cleared to plant olive trees.
Good we know that detail.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. And it's interesting when you look at all the animals that are in the world. A lot of people are like, wow, you know, fuck, we should get into space. You know, well, aside from having all our astronauts burn up and shit, we should probably check out all the animals in the world. Because have we found all the large animals still living in the world? Probably not. Since for the last decade, some previously unknown species have surfaced in Southeast Asia, for example. And there's a page we're putting up right now that's dedicated to such animals, commonly called cryptids, which might possibly exist in nature, but existence has not been accepted by modern science. So these are more cryptozoological creatures. And furthermore, the good old balsam beast, not to be confused with bosom beast, pike fishermen in North Cumberland claim to have spotted a huge ape-like monster after a day on Balham Lake. Yeti expert says to have seen the beast, although no one is quite sure what the fuck it is. And, of course, because once they've seen it, they've decided to go fucking get him! Kill it! That's different than us! Destroy! Professional Yeti hunters armed with thousands of pounds worth of gadgets have honed in on Balham Lake area bells after a string of encounters on a late-night lake. So, very, very cool. I'm quite pleased about that. If they catch them, I hope that they kill them and put them on
or
eBay.
Or at least take a picture of them one
well, you
once.
Could, you could cut their hands off. And
8-foot Yeti sighting? And there's a picture of a lake.
Well, yeah, because it's sighted. Well, you're not thinking, you're like, Jesus Christ, there's a giant monster over there!
Camera. Bring your cameras.
Well, people. They didn't know. It was a fisherman. Fishermen.
Oh, okay.
Fishermen fish. They don't know how to take pictures.
They take pictures of each other with the big fish hanging up. They have cameras.
Actually, that's a damn good point. Yeah, yeah. They would have.
Fishermen always have cameras.
Yeah, what the fuck? What the fuck?
This is the one that got away.
That's no, they bring up a camera.
In the cult watch, allegations are being made in African state of Congo. The rebels have a started resort to cannibalism. That's one of my favorite things.
Tasty.
Not only are we going to kill you, not only are we going to take your land, we're going to fucking eat you, too. Good to see that Africa has come a long way.
Well, waste not, want not.
You know, God.
Right?
The alien probably. The head of a company claiming to have cloned humans said Wednesday, its alleged first human clone, known as Baby Eve, is in Israel. That's right. The aliens were in Israel. Wagga War says
so
three things.
They weren't lying,
No. What's that? I love Wagga War. He says three things. First, we should not make fun of others and how they look. Remember high school? Second, I would skull fuck this bitch. She is so ugly that I've fallen and I can't get up. Third, if you look at this picture of the dude, assumed during trial, he's talking on the phone, apparently giving this bitch all due respect. Which I thought was pretty sweet.
I gotta see this picture.
Yeah, she's one seriously hideous fuck.
Is that Clone Aid? CEO of Clone Aid? Crazy.
Yeah, the crazy
kind of red, dark like hair, three layers of colors going on.
Yeah, I am the aesthetic nightmare. Yeah, and scroll down, maybe they got the guy talking on the phone while he's all like, yeah. Yeah, the judge is like talking on the phone. He's like, yeah, whatever, you're a fucking psycho bitch. You're so fucking crazy,
that's
it hurts.
Hilarious.
Wait a minute, I got some mustard. I got some relish. Eat a dick. Okay, thanks for coming out.
Can I get some pineapple?
Can I get some pineapple on my dick? Thanks. Yeah, that'd be great. Here's a couple rings of pineapple. Lick a big bag. On to the wearable market in the kit corner. What do we got here? Now, this is kind of interesting. Like a yoga pad for gamers. This lounge's cushy foam backrest has a 50-watt three-speaker boombox trapped inside with a 4-inch subwoofer that ports out against the player's back. How to hurt yourself for $1,000. Now, I didn't actually get a chance to take a look at this. I hope the fucking link works.
No, we're going to see in a second.
We're going to see in a second. Come on.
Oh, come on. There we go.
Did we just shock it? Oh, wow. Oh, it's like a fold-up thing. A yoga pad for gamers. So, what does this do here? Blah, 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 blah. A surround sound experiment can compete with your feel my pain bass tremor in your back every time you punch, crash, or kill.
Kill.
That's fucking nuts. That's
pretty interesting.
So you, like, lay down on this, like, this man machine interface thing. It's just pretty sexy. You know, that's pretty sexy.
Fun for you and your girlfriend.
Very cool. Now, my good buddy Priest found this. This is a rad thing.
Okay.
I am very seriously thinking that if I was going to, I might pick one of these things up. And I would suggest that people who might go to Burning Man might also want to pick these things up.
Okay.
Okay. They're $200 a piece. Okay. It's called a Rhino.
Ooh, nice.
Now, the thing that's interesting about these things is that it's a radio. Okay, so it's got like a 5-mile range. There's a 2-mile range and a 5-mile range one. The 2-mile range one is plenty big enough. But the thing is, it can broadcast your GPS. So let's say there's 10 of us at Burning Man. There's 10 of these at Burning Man, okay?
Yep.
We all 10 of us, we all get on the same freak. We're like, hey, guy. Okay, great. And then Smokey goes, fuck you, I'm getting away! and he takes his fucking little crippled ass wheelchair.
Little unbeknownst to him,
out to the desert. Now he's got his radio on his belt because he's dumb and he doesn't understand technology. So we go. Wait, where'd Smokey go? Shit, I don't know. So you press the button on your radio and it shows you the location of all 10 radios. And you're like, there's the little fucker. And you can all jump inside the giant pirate ship mobile and just cruise out into the desert and go lasso him.
Well, let him go for a while.
Yeah, but very, very smart, especially if you're going to be doing any kind of operations or anything like that.
Yeah, that is so sweet.
It's like shit stuck in my microphone. That's
fantastic. Well, I have not. Nobody has used that but you. So it's shit from you.
Weird.
It's but probably like these pretzels.
Probably.
Like pretzel bits stuck in there.
I need some Dr. Pepper. Fuck, I haven't had some in a long time. The Rhino 120 is a state-of-the-art GPS navigation, two-way communications combined with enough memory to download detailed mapping and driving, hiking, hunting, fishing, or just about anything else you can dream up. Okay, careful when you say shit like that. It's waterproof and can beam your exact location to another Rhino user within a two-mile range on the FRS spectrum using position reporting. The radio functioning of the Rhino 120 provides two-way communications for up to 2 miles using FRS trials, or you can talk to friends or family using conventional FRS radios. There's also a voice scrambler and a vibration mode for silent calls.
Nice. I want to know what kind of encryption is on that location map so people can just go, yeah, there they all are.
No, it doesn't broadcast. It broadcasts to another radio.
Yeah.
But
somebody else can pick it up, right? Somehow.
Okay.
It's being broadcast.
Okay. I'm all for being paranoid, but give me a motherfucking break, okay?
What
if they're within 2 miles.
Ops? You're doing ops undercover?
Yes, it's true. It's all true. I can't believe I never saw that before. So
$267.
I don't have any media review. Actually, what do I have? Yes, I did.
Yeah,
I finished.
Oh,
yeah, right. I'm fucking stupid. Two things. First of all, we have a link to the 9 by Shade. So this is very, very short. Read it. It's fucking good. And then give the guy some feedback because it's tight. Okay, it's a really good story. I was very impressed with it anyway, and I think the guy should write more. Because bottom line, have you been in the horror section of your local bookstore lately? I'm sorry. After
it's sad.
After Anne Rice made the Vampire Holocaust, okay, it's the vampire section. Fuck, you got your Stephen King.
Yeah.
You got your Dean Koop soap operas happening.
Yeah.
Okay. You got, you know, some weird. I went in there and I saw Queer Fear 2 and Hot Blood 9. I'm like, what the?
Those aren't titles.
Those are
movie titles.
Yeah, I'm like, oh my God, that's unfucking believable. Like, you've got your token H.P. Lovecraft in there that's barely hanging on. He's the last bastion of decent horror. You know, occasional Ray Bradbury. You might get, you know, a few guys throw some stuff in every now and again, but fuck, that's it. There's nothing happening in the horror genre, which is good in a way because now that means that we can all move in there and start writing good stuff.
Dominate.
And if people can start writing more horror, that's what I intend to do. Anyways, I want to fucking move into a field where it's not completely flooded. So, that's just me. I just get really pissed off about that. But anyway, I also finished John Stakely's book, Vampires.
Yeah.
Which I was very, very pumped to read Stakely's book, Vampires. Some people referred it to me, and I was like, ah, tight. And I made it through the first part of it, not second book. But John Stakely's book, Vampires, I was really kind of let down, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
It was
The writing, the representation.
He's really good at writing combat. Like he wrote Armor, right? If you haven't read Armor, Stakely's book, awesome book. Fucking vampires, like his characters were a bunch of fags. These guys were like upset about shooting people and stuff. And I'm like, I'm a hardened vampire killer. Come on, you're gonna use more than just
get
fucking,
over it after.
Yeah, you're gonna use more than a 9mm guy. Like, come on,
they are
like,
the undead.
Like Tom Clancy needs to get together with John Stakely, give the guy a crash course in tactics and fucking stuff. That's why when I write Angels of God, it's going to be just a slightly more, you know, say, gritty kind of I'm going to hurt you thing. But anyway.
No weak character.
Yeah, I was just kind of, but it's a good book. It's worth a read. Smokehouse also sent me a present.
You get all the presents.
I did. I got a present.
I get shit.
Well, he actually sent my wife and me a present. He sent my wife
I guess
a really
I need
cool.
To get a wife, huh?
Yeah, he's got a wife. And it's like a journal. It's a really cool journal, actually. Nice. It looks like this antique leather journal.
Ooh.
It's called the Sean's Making Me Crazy Journal.
Okay.
And she's allowed to write whatever she wants.
Oh.
I make her fucking crazy. It's pretty funny, actually.
That's hilarious.
And then
that'll be filled in a week.
He sent me, I believe it's Richard Matheson's book, I Am Legend.
Yeah.
Which is a compilation. It's like this vampire apocalyptic story where vampires have won. There's one human left. He walks around. He's slaughtering vampires. It's pretty hard edge. I'm not a big fan. I didn't like the ending of the story, but it's like the majority of the book. And the rest of it's all like these little like 2-3-page short story things.
Yeah.
So kind of just filler. But he sent that to me, and thank you very much, Smokehouse. Anyone who does want to send me books, I highly appreciate it. If anyone wants to send me anything, send me good horror novels. Anyone wants to send me a good horror novel. I don't care what it is. Send me a good one. Don't care. Okay, and let's see. We got no mess with normals. We got no daily site check. We got fuck all. We got sweet fuck all for you today. We also have a baptism D-Day species box.
The one computer.
Yes, the one that he was doing all that stuff with.
Yep.
Its name is now Time Bomb. For obvious fucking reasons. So D-Day species box is now Time Bomb. And, wait a minute, no, D-Day Species, I'm sorry, there's two different
what?
Boxes here.
Oh.
D-Day Species has a box that he wanted me to name because he's going to drop it off at a client's house, and he has to name the computer.
That's Time Bomb, then,
that's,
right?
That's Time Bomb. The guy up top who needs a digital baptism on his Counter-Strike box, okay, we're going to name that box, what are we going to call that one? Well, I gotta come up with a name on the fly.
We'll just turn up the music.
No, we'll call it Rotax.
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 Any elite characters in there? Rotax.
Sure. R0T4X. Rotax. Because that's a type of engine.
There you go.
Very cool. So there we go, buddy. Everybody's done. Special shouts out tonight to people who submitted. Let's see. We've got, of course, Trotsky's Ghost, who always submits a ton of stuff. We've got Woggle Wars, who submitted another ton. Soul Trance, who's read my book now and thought it was rocking, so I appreciate that. Everyone's all like, oh, when are we going to get your book? When are we going to get the book? As soon as Priest finishes my website, we're going to put it up, and you'll be able to download not half the book, not three-quarters of the book, the whole book for free!
How can you do that? Volume, volume, volume.
Volume, volume, volume. I scream really fucking loud. A lot of people were wondering about that. They said, well, Sean, like Smokehouse gave me shit. He's like, this is your new plan. We're going to get rich by giving away your book for free.
That's what Porno Beta is going to do. We're giving away our next album.
You're
totally
away.
Web.
Totally web. Web.
You
and
can
free.
Download the graphics, download the whole album, make it yourself.
Really?
Free.
Really?
Yep.
Tight.
How's that?
Now, why is your reason for doing that?
Why not? Cost a fortune to press CDs.
It does. It does cost a fortune to press CDs.
Hey, if they like it, they'll send some money.
They'll donate. You fucking rights, they will. And that's
the way it works.
That's kind of my whole thing, too, because bottom line, let's say, oh, you can pay for half. Well, 10 people will buy half, and then they'll just share it with everyone. So,
exactly.
You know what I mean? I'd rather just be straight up and say,
fuck around, right?
If you like it, send me a couple bucks. If you don't, fuck off. You know, but more importantly is to print the book out and give it to people. But and
yeah,
I think
spread
I think,
the word.
I think that people will. I think that.
I think so.
What do we got? 90 people in the IRC right now.
Yeah.
90 people. I'd say that maybe half of these people will read it.
I think so.
Which would be
for
cool.
Sure.
Which would be cool. Have you ever heard of Ingo Swann? Put his name into Google.
Don't read the IRC.
Sorry.
I don't even know
I'm reading the IRC. I should let you know that a lot of people send us links all the time to other people who rant on the Rev. One of the people that we got a lot of is Bill Hicks.
Yes,
and
all the time.
They want to know, so yeah, Sean, you're just like Bill Hicks. You're just like Bill Hicks. Bill Hicks was actually knew the professor once upon a time, back in the day before he died, which is kind of a funny thing. But he's dead now. He died of cancer.
Right.
And he actually was diagnosed and died within like a 3-week period. It's really fucking sad.
Wow.
He's a very funny guy.
Yeah.
Very funny guy. I think he's actually funnier than I am.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Hicks is very, very neat. If you guys really like the shit that I do, you might want to check out his stuff. We don't really... Bill Hicks is kind of an exception. Most of the other guys who do ranting and shit like that, I really don't care.
There's a billion radio stations,
there's a billion people talking. A billion people doing rants and stuff.
Yeah.
I appreciate that, but I just don't, like, really care. I'm sorry.
Not competition.
I'm sorry.
Right?
Yeah, I really don't. Oh, we got it.
Not competing with anyone.
We got a...
What do we got, some picks?
Crippled Death Camp picks.
Nice.
Send a cripple... Please give all you can and send a cripple to Death Camp. Send a... That's fucking rad.
Nice.
That's rad. That's one.
Remember to private message me or send it to info@rantradio.com so I get them all.
That's right. You got to have
or
that
Or I won't
shit,
get
man.
Them all. And they'll fade that's into oblivion.
And then they'll die forever. Oh, that's awesome.
Nice.
Kentucky.
Oh, my God.
Death Camp. He photoshopped in a wheelchair out in the middle of this fucking guy's snowmobile.
It looks like
running.
It's actually there. The
yeah.
Wheelchair.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
These guys are so fucking rad. There's Cripple 1 and Cripple 2. I want to check out Shade. Shade's so fucking tight. God, man, you're talented. Why the fuck are you here? Seriously, man. What's the other one look like? I want to see what the other one looks like. Send a Cripple 2 Auschwitz this way. Tight.
Nice.
That's just begging to get printed out and put onto your bumper sticker, eh?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, that's fucking woot, baby. Woot. So, anyway. Let's talk for a bit.
Okay.
We got a little bit of time. What is it, 9:23?
Oh, we got a lot of time.
Yeah, we got a little bit of time.
Don't want to let him down. Disappointed. It's a short show.
Well, it was
not short. You guys get an hour, and that's all we promised.
I was like, oh, short. Motherfucker, the show is stated from 8 till 9.
That
when
is
the last
it.
Time, when was the last time we did a show that was from 8 till 9?
Never. Never has happened.
Oh, my God.
Not once.
So what's going on in your life, Sam? Let's backtrack.
Busy, busy, busy. I haven't talked to you lately.
So, like,
no.
What the fuck?
Busy. Doing the Porn on Beta thing, mixing the songs.
Yeah, that's
getting them all ready. Want to put the album
time.
Together. Yeah.
Yeah, put some time.
Doing a lot of video editing. I want to get
sick.
The Sean Kennedy TV show out. I'm doing putting the Fragmart thing together.
I forgot to bring the fucking screenplay. I printed out two copies of the screenplay for you of my short film.
You can just send them.
Yeah.
And then bring them next time.
Okay, but you got to promise not to, like this is like heavily copyrighted shit because this is all.
I'm not gonna send it to anyone.
No, I realize that. It's just important to me. But yeah, we got a short film that I've created.
Yes.
Screenplay, and it's going to be part of the Dark Atlas thing. But I'll talk to you more about that off air. But I've got it done. I was going to bring the fucking thing, and I forgot to bring the fucking thing. Oh
Sean.
Well, and a lot of people are probably going
to forget to bring it or forget.
They're going
to
be like, "Well, Sean, it's all this shit about copyright." Okay, the reason why is because I'm using, just like with Tales of the After Now, a lot of stuff that was in Tales of the After Now, like the sticks and all that, was kind of unique. A lot of people hadn't heard of that before, so no soul chance. You're not getting a copy of it. Suck my ass. no offense, guy. The reason why is because there's stuff in the show that relates to my writing, mm-hmm. like it ties into the worlds that I've created. So I don't worry about you guys having it. I'm just worried about you guys holding on to it. And of course, you guys are going to think it's cool, then you'll share it, and then eventually it gets into the hands of somebody who's like, "Well, I'm going to rip off Sean," and then I wind up going to court over the fucking thing because I got ripped off, and you get plagiarized, and it happens all the time. As a matter of fact, I knew a guy who sent a movie script into Star Trek Next Generation and never heard back from him.
Oh, yeah.
And then 3 months later, he watched his episode on Star Trek.
Like, really specific things happened.
Oh, yeah, it was his fucking episode, and
he's
involved with legal litigation, yeah.
Oh,
he's
wow.
He's going after him. Because people are just, like, fucking...
backstabbing pieces of shit.
Hi, I'm in the entertainment industry. That means I'm a scumbag.
Oh,
scumbag. Yeah.
Yeah,
I just... Oh, God.
I mean, why pay for it when maybe you can get away with not paying for it?
Somebody gave me a weird idea today.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to chase it, though. But they said I should try to be a cop.
Oh, my God.
No, seriously.
Yeah?
Because if I go get myself, lasered, they go burn up my eyes a little bit here, I can get rid of ditch the fucking glasses.
Right.
You know, and I don't have a criminal record, provided I don't type my name in Google, I'm fine.
Well,
I've never done anything illegal.
Counterculture organization I see a couple years ago, and, yeah.
Yeah, I'm really sorry, but...
I didn't mean to do that.
Such is not the point. You know, so, I don't know, I was kind of toying with the idea. I mean, Southpaw, you put the idea, why don't you be a cop? But I don't know.
It's only one step up from security guard.
Well, you can
legally beat people's asses down.
Well, actually, anyone can legally beat someone's asses down, provided they're trying to kill you. If someone's trying to kill you, you can legally kill their ass, which is really kind of cool.
Don't need a badge.
A lot of people don't think that way. You just have to learn how to properly address the court about the whole thing. Well, why did you hit him in the head with a pickaxe? Well, Your Honor, when he was approaching that small child with the shovel, I knew he was going to kill him, and I feared for the life.
Of myself and the child. And the dog down the street.
And the other people who might be near the child and the child's parents, and all that shit. You got to address it that way.
Oh, yeah.
But, so that's it. You've been doing the Porn on Beta
thing. So much stuff.
Cool. Yeah.
Porn on Beta thing.
Cool. What have I been doing?
Working hard.
I've been working. I've been doing some working stuff. I've been trying to, it's funny, actually, I've got so many story notes. That they're all stacked because I write everything down as soon as I think of it. That's the number one thing you guys got to do. If you guys get an idea, write it down.
You put on those like 3x5 things and then arrange them on a board.
That's a storyboarding. I have a huge storyboard I've set up for doing my storyboarding and stuff. Like for you got to understand, I believe if anyone wants to read an interesting book, read anything by David Gerald. The guy wrote the War of Tor series. The guy's fucking tight. Okay, and. He and I are on the exact same bandwidth, which is funny that I kind of came to this conclusion, and then I was talking to my buddy Cybertech, and he was telling me that, yeah, fuck, you're right on target with that shit.
Okay.
And he was saying that you need to map out your stories. Like, these people who just start a story and they just kind of ride along until they write themselves in a corner and then they die.
It's not going to work too well.
No, you got to have a journey. You need to have a map. It just sort of makes sense, right? So
yeah, you got to get from A to B and
besides, it's just like anybody, and it's not really rocket science. Any GM worth his fucking salt knows you got to plan out your adventure. You got to have a module that you're going to follow.
It's you're going to the cave and you see a.
You can ad lib it. You can ad lib it. Yeah, but when you write the module out, it's going to be a better fucking game.
Yeah.
Like, hello. So I don't know. I think
you want things to relate to other things.
I really
right?
think that I'm really excited. One of the few things I'm excited about is the next generation of writers.
Uh-huh.
Because I think that now the 80s generation is getting older.
Yeah.
And the guys who are all hardcore gamers are coming of age, and they're going wow, and they're starting to turn out some really good shit.
Yeah, because they were GMs back then.
They were
Why
GMs
not
back
just
then,
put it on
and they got
paper, right?
And there's no greater writing aid than role playing games. There's no greater writing aid. I mean,
huge imagination going into that.
Oh
right?
Fuck! Not only that, but like how to make a character, how to properly lay out your character, how to list your character's strengths and weaknesses. I mean, your character becomes a person. You know how to role play. As a matter of fact, they've got writing workshops where they teach you. Okay, what you need to do is make a character listing, like list their strengths and weaknesses and the skills they have.
Sounds familiar.
And I'm like, fuck, man, it's a character sheet. You know, and this is like really, really good stuff, you know, that they teach. And yet, you know, we've all been doing it naturally since the 80s, which is pretty sweet.
Yeah. So
pretty sweet.
I think you might have something there.
Yeah. So I think that like when I get like if everyone starts sending me their books that they've written, I can't read everyone's books. Okay.
The IRC can.
Yeah. If you print it out and send it to me, I'll be a lot more apt to read it than if you just email me it. But I mean, and if it's shit, I won't read the whole thing. I'll just be like, whatever, guy. I'll be like, well, you need work, you know. And it's funny because having written two of the books myself, I know the stages you get in. You get in the, I'm finished, I want to share it stage, which is the worst stage to be in. Because then you share it and people go, you go later, you go, holy fuck, this is terrible, I need to rework it. And that's kind of where
too
I was
early.
At. And that's what happened with Bloodstained. Like, the people who have a copy of Bloodstained right now, it's really bad, guys. Like, don't judge me by that, okay? Like, do not. So, I mean, that's getting revamped, and as soon as the site goes up, we're going to have some decent reading for you guys. Another interesting point. I've got another interesting story to tell you.
Oh, yeah?
I've made an interesting friend.
Interesting friend?
Yeah, I'm going to say.
How interesting is this interesting friend?
This is pretty funny, actually. I'm sure the people in the IRC are going to laugh their ass off. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get her in here.
Okay.
But I want to try to get her in here. She's super cool.
Yeah.
Super duper cool. She's 18 years old.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And I'm going to call her the dragon for now.
Okay.
Okay. And what happened was is she was involved with this really, really intense religious group. These are those assholes who fucking make everyone wear dresses and long hair and shit like that.
Okay. Yep. Yep.
Okay. And they're not like Amish, but they're, you know, like integrated Amish, you know what I mean? Like they try to, and apparently her family was like really, really bad. Now there's some nice people who live like that.
Yeah, they keep to themselves,
you know, they do their own thing and stuff. But then there's the psycho militant assholes who are like total repressive fucks thing. And what happened was is that this girl at 18 years old stood up and went, no, I'm not living like this, and walked.
Yep.
And she's got a job. She works at a place. I'm not even going to say where she works because she's hypersensitive. And she works at a coffee shop.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And she got a job working at a coffee shop. And I went into the coffee shop one day.
Yep.
And I met her. And she, like me and her, hit it right off.
Yep.
And understand that, like, she's never been shopping before. Like, it's like talking to an extraterrestrial. It's pretty fucking scary.
Like very sheltered.
Super fucking sheltered.
Yeah.
And now we're buddies and stuff, and she wants me to show her around the whole counterculture scene. So I loaded her up with a bunch of CDs the other day. Mm. I gave her the Crow soundtrack, two KMFD albums, a lot of Dead Can Dance, and Dorian.
This is the new soundtrack to your life.
Here you go. Bang! So it's pretty funny. I've got this hardcore religious person who's, like, rebelled and now has, you know, God has sent her to me. Which is really cool. Perfect music in the background.
Hello.
But, yeah. So I'm thinking that it won't be long now. Soon she will join the dark side. And then we will have her for our own. Sorry. Okay, anyway. But yeah, very, very cool. And if we can get her in here, what I want to do is I want to get her in here to talk about what it's like living like that. So
that would be
people
cool.
have some
That'd
idea
be very
what,
interesting.
What that's about. So,
there's not many people you don't get to hear it because they never come out of that.
Yeah,
right?
So it's kind of a cool thing. I really want to get that happening. But anyway, that's about it for tonight's show.
Okay.
So thanks for tuning in. And,
you betcha.
Remember, where you come from is gone. Where you thought you were going to, we're never there. And where you are ain't no good unless you can get away from it.
So you say you gotta know why the world goes around, and you can't find the truth in the things you found, and you're scared shitless, cause evil abounds. Come join us.